All week, we've been talking about the fires raging in eastern Washington, but Canada has also been dealing with 150 smaller blazes. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us, as he does each week, to talk about that and other news from Canada. How you doing, Vaughn?
Good, Ross. Good to see the rain. I don't usually say that in July, but given the forest fire situation on both sides of the border, I expect everybody thinks it's good news.
Well, how much of Canada is on fire, Vaughn?
It's been a bad season in British Columbia, and is nothing like that Carlton Complex fire south of the border. But it's been a bad season. There's been a number of evacuations. There's a bunch of fire warnings still out. What am I looking at? Here's the stats from the Ministry of Forests this morning. 650 fires to date this year in British Columbia. Let me see if I can translate this into measurements you might recognize. 450,000 acres burned, so that's about 700 square miles. So
wow, that's quite a bit.
It's a lot, but it's a big place, and there's nothing here. We haven't had a fire as bad as the one that's going on in and around Twisp and in your Okanagan since Big Fire in our Okanagan region about 10 years ago, which burned 250 homes. So that's the last really big and bad fire we've had in British Columbia.
Well, weather is one of the culprits, dry weather and lightning strikes, but I understand beetles have also been implicated in your fires.
Yeah, there's a serious problem in British Columbia and a high level of anxiety every forest fire season now, because it is a vast area of British Columbia. The pine forests have basically been eaten. The pine beetle has eaten the trees. It kills them. They dry out. The branches fall off. The entire forest is dead, and it's then extremely susceptible to fire. And for a while, we tried to log those trees down, but they're increasingly useless even for that. So that's a big threat here. It's a big problem, and it's why the government's statistics here in BC show that, you know, lightning hasn't changed that much, and human stupidity hasn't changed that much, but we're getting bigger fires just because the forests in general are drier, particularly the central part of British Columbia.
Vaughn Palmer, another issue affecting both your nation and ours, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has extended that flight ban to Israel for another 24 hours out of concerns about those rocket attacks from Hamas. I understand there isn't a ban in Canada yet, but your airlines are taking precautions?
Transportation Canada has made a point of not issuing a ban. Nevertheless, the national airline, Air Canada, has been canceling flights, so they don't have a lot of flights to Israel, but they canceled yesterday's flight to Tel Aviv, and I see they've canceled today's flight as well. So Air Canada is following the lead of the American authorities and American Airlines, although it is not actually obliged to do so by Transport Canada.
Marijuana is still illegal in Canada, except for medical marijuana. But I understand there's been an investigation showing how easy it is for someone without a medical condition to get a medical card to buy medical marijuana.
Yeah, this is a hardship assignment for a reporter from one of my colleagues from the Vancouver Sun. He was basically sent out to find out how easy it is to actually get your hands on medical marijuana. And his conclusion from a piece that we did just the other day was, it's not that difficult. It would appear we've entered into a look-the-other-way era of regulation on this in Canada. So medical marijuana is allowed. The question is, how easy is it to get medical marijuana? And my colleague, Mike Hager, found pretty easy. You can go in, do the paperwork. Generally, you'll get access, and the next thing you know, you'll be eating marijuana peanut butter cookies and marijuana chocolate, which sounds disgusting to me, but that's just me. But in any event, yeah, it's pretty easy. We've had an explosion of medical marijuana outlets too. There, the 45 of them, up from about 5 just a few years ago, and a lot of them are turning into like little social clubs. So you know, there'll be a BC Compassion Center, and there'll be a little lounge where you can sit around and talk about the product and all that. So there's been a lot of interest, obviously, in British Columbia because of legalization in Washington State, but it would appear that we're kind of creeping down the road to quasi-legalization here. The police are reluctant to enforce the law. They say that violation of the medical rules is really a problem for regulators in Health Canada, not really a problem for the police. So it looks as if we're well on the road to legalization here as well, even though our national government says ideologically and politically totally opposed to it.
Vaughn, I got to ask, what did your reporter who went out and found how easy it was to buy medical marijuana products do with those products after he purchased them?
It was all in professional interest, you have to understand. This was done simply to determine the extent of it. No, I'm sure he behaved himself.
Okay, so the edibles didn't end up in the Vancouver Sun lunchroom?
As far as I know, no. Happily, the newsroom is in a different city than I am. I live over here in Victoria, and we lead a very sheltered life in Victoria. I'm not aware of any such things.
Well, I want to circle back to what you were just talking about a moment ago. It's now legal right across the border in Washington State to go into a store and purchase marijuana. Is that causing any concern in Canada about that marijuana getting over the border very easily?
It'd be ironic, isn't it, after years of us accused of being the main source of smuggling BC bud across the border, if the trade is coming the other way. I haven't seen an update. When legalization day rolled around in the United States or in Washington State, the Canada Customs and Border people put out a warning to everyone that if you're going down there, you know, it's like Las Vegas, leave it in Las Vegas, don't bring it back because it's still illegal here. I think most people have followed those rules. I've seen no update to indicate there was any jump in the number of seizures. Concern here, well, concern is probably the wrong word. Interest here in whether or not legalization has any impact on the illegal trade the other direction. I mean, British Columbia bud has been said to be our major illicit agricultural product for a long time. There are anecdotal suggestions that the price is down, that production is down, that there isn't as much smuggling, but I haven't seen any statistics on that yet either, Ross.
Vaughn Palmer, thank you so much for once again illuminating us about issues north of our border. We appreciate it.
Talk to you next week, Ross. Bye-bye.
Vaughn Palmer, a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, who joins us each Wednesday with News from Canada.